Welcome back to What's Pleasant. I'm your host, Kelly Solcaro. And this week, we're bringing you the SGA election results, Holly, Setters on Spring Break, and the tea on the MCVA department. Let's get into it. Last Friday, the SGA elections came to a close. Yay! Nick Diaz and Paris won. What's Pleasant reached out to interview President Diaz about his plans for PACE. I have more. Can you please state your first name and your last name?
Nick Diaz.
And how does it feel to win the election?
It felt really great, especially after like the long week of campaigning and just all of the efforts we put in, from whether it was like getting cupcakes or donuts or just like the long hours in Kessel. So just to see the results, like everything paid off, it was a really great feeling.
And as president, can you give us more insight on your responsibilities that you need to take care of, such as like what does an SGA president do?
Yeah, of course. So as SGA president, I oversee the entire organization and like all of our clubs and orgs, and I also delegate a lot of responsibilities. So we have myself, we have the executive vice president, we have the vice president of finance, we have the vice president of programming, and the vice president of communication. So we work together collaboratively as a team to host our weekly club assembly, our bi-weekly club assembly meetings, our weekly bi-weekly team meetings. And then I also sit on some of committees within the university. So I'm a student representative on the Board of Trustees. I meet with my team and the entire SGA with the president and the provost at least twice a semester. And I collaborate a lot with Programming Board and the Center for Student Engagement and our advisor, Barbara, a lot on a lot of advocacy needs and just hearing student concerns and bringing them to the people who can actually make the change.
Thank you. And as you do collaborate with the PACE programming and everything else, what will be your first act as president for the students?
So my first act would be just making more awareness to the resources we have on campus. I feel like as a student myself, we know where everything is, but we don't know how they can be useful to us as students. So just making more awareness to things that usually go unnoticed and just showing other students on campus that like we're here, we have a space in Kessel, which is a glass fistful. Like students are welcome to come in, express their concerns, whether they're having a good or a bad day, like we're here for them in every way possible.
And how will you promise Setters that you are in favor of benefiting them?
Just by showing them what I would have wanted my freshman year, just by being there and just letting them know that I'm here. I'm a student just like yourself, so I understand the firsthand challenges, the responsibilities, and the struggles that come with being a college student, especially being a college student of color at a predominantly white institution. So just showing them that there is people in these higher spaces that are representing them, regardless of their background, their ethnicity, their race, their sexuality, their gender, their sex, like anything, like I'm here to represent everybody and do it with pride.
And is there something you would like to say for Setters that are listening?
I would just like to say thank you for all of your support during my first run of my campaign and my second. It does not go unnoticed, and I'm really grateful to be given this position once again, and I don't take this responsibility lightly, and I hope I continue to make you proud with everything that we've done and everything we plan to do. So thank you.
On Wednesday, What's Pleasant correspondent Osei Owusu-Frie attended Holi, hosted by the Programming Board and Asian Student Union, ASU. It is a Hindu festival of colors, love, and spring that celebrates the love of Radha and Krishna. Here he is with more.
What's your first name, last name, year, and major?
My first name is Harkirandeep Kaur, and I'm a health science major, junior.
What made you decide to host the Holi festival this year?
So I've been seeing I'm the president of Asian Student Union, and I feel like we are doing like more Southeast Asian. So like I was like, I think it's a fun event with colors since it's spring. So this would be a good thing to do, get like people more like chill. It's fun event. So yeah, and there's a lot of food. So obviously at this point people like get run out of the meal plan. So like having food, free food is like a good option. Yeah.
Very smart. So you've celebrated Holi before. Yeah. What was it like?
So I celebrated Holi back in India. It's like there's like a lot of people get together. There's color all over. We use water also. But since it's really cold, I was like, let's just not use water, just color. But like there's like music, there's food. And yeah, it's mostly like color, music, food, dance. People just like dance and there's like drinks. Yeah.
Very nice. And what aspect of Holi are you most looking forward to in participating in this year?
It's mostly the colors, but like the meaning behind Holi is like good over evil. So there's like a whole cultural aspect behind it, which I'm not gonna like explain, but like it's mostly like good deeds over evil things. So that's what I want to implement in my life. Yeah.
Very nice. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just come to the event when we host events. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Tired of all those midterms? Do you just want to get out and see the world? Well, guess what? The Pace Chronicle will take you there. From the newsroom to Newark, New Jersey, you will be at the front lines of journalism, rubbing elbows with big names like Wolf Blitzer, Catherine Fink, and Lester Holt. From the third floor of Wilcox Hall at 12:15 p.m. to the last bite of Sal's Pizza, you'll become an AP News Certified Journalist yourself. This week, what's pausing correspondent Osei Owusu-Frie and I circled around campus interviewing setters about the upcoming spring break and their plans.
What's your first name, last name, year, and major?
My name is Jacqueline Ramirez, and my major is criminal justice and psychology.
My first name is Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y, Scott, S-C-O-T-T. I am a senior journalism major.
Sophia Santis, and I'm a criminal justice major.
My name is Natalia Strelecka, and I'm finance major.
So how does it feel to have spring break right around the corner?
I'm so excited to, you know, finally go see my parents after, like, what, 2 months? Yeah, so that's exciting for me.
I am so thrilled. That's, like, one of the only things that's, like, keeping me, like, powering through the week. It's just, like, another thing to look forward to.
Well, exciting for the rest. I feel like I've been on go mode for the last, like, 2 months. Just looking forward to just that time off, not having to wake up early.
Honestly, it feels great because I've been waiting for this. Like, I've been overwhelmed with like schoolwork and like studying for midterms, so I've been waiting for this for a while.
So you're gonna be doing when you get back?
Working. That's all I'm gonna be doing, working. So yeah.
You're gonna work. So you're going to go back from PaceMart to work in Pennsylvania in Gettysburg. Yes. Word.
And will you be traveling?
I am. I'm going to Florida.
And how will you be spending it in Florida?
I'm going to go to Florida and visit my friend from elementary school. And we're going to go to Disney.
Yes, I'm planning to go to Florida. I would like to go to the Disney World. I've never been there before.
And do you think this was a much needed break?
Oh my God. I wish I had a bigger word for this. Like, it is like necessary, I think, at this point.
I feel like yes, because I've been tired for a while. Like, I need that break.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Not necessarily, no. Just enjoy the weather outside, I guess.
What's pleasant, team here? Rather than bringing you real talk with the setter, this week we will be discussing current news involving the MCVA department.
Can you each state your name, your last name, and your major?
My name is Christina Figueroa, and I am a digital cinema and filmmaking major.
My name is Angie Starn, and I am also a digital cinema and filmmaking major.
So, as we mentioned, the MCVA department is reducing the credit requirement to 120 credits. There will be 8 credits removed from the open electives, and beginning this fall, incoming freshmen will start with 120 credits, but it will not affect any other students that were already at Pace University. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about that?
I feel like 8 credits is a lot. I'm trying to think of when I was a freshman and how. I mean, there are a lot of different classes that you can take and a lot of different electives and stuff. I understand wanting to, you know, get all of those required courses out of the way. I don't know if they're adding new required courses. I don't know what the case is, but 8 credits is a lot. And you know, obviously I didn't experience that, so I don't know how that's going to affect the new incoming freshman class. But, you know, I definitely think it'll make a major difference.
Yeah, I personally think that 8 credits, like removing that is, or decreasing it, is not really a great decision. I think that there's been so many elective classes that I never thought that I would personally take, and they really like help broaden my artistic spectrum, I guess, as far as my major goes. And if those classes are eliminated, I don't feel like people will get the true experience of their major if you're taking away the classes that allow them to actually do the things that they will do in their field.
So. Even if they're not in like a DCF major, for example, like there's classes that I've taken outside of my major 100%. That those credits have allowed me to like learn new things. And a lot of people who we've worked with on sets who aren't DCF majors, but who have tapped in to, you know, our type of field and are interested. And like with these credits, they have the opportunity to really be hands-on and really learn a lot more about that stuff. And like, I think, you know, taking away those credits kind of eliminates that opportunity to kind of broaden their spectrum a little bit in a way. So that's a good point to 100%. Bring up.
Thank you. And how do you guys feel at the fact that you guys had to do the extra 8 credits and they don't?
Learning this new information, I kind of feel bad for the new incoming freshman class. Like, I think everyone should get that opportunity to have those credits. I feel very blessed like that I did get those credits. So,
no, definitely. I remember when I was a freshman, I had no idea what I wanted to do, and I used those credits to figure out that I wanted to do journalism as well.
Yeah.
I think that I'm not mad at the fact that I had to do more, I guess. I'm upset that they don't get to do more. The same thing. I came here, didn't even know what I wanted to do, if it was film or not. And then I started taking the production classes, like the extra stuff, like photography through nature, which was an elective that I could take. Photography, stuff like that, I didn't know what it was, and then it ended up being like my true calling, like what I want to do. And I think that to take that away from young people isn't really fair, in the sense that how are they supposed to figure it out in a matter of like 3 classes? I don't think that's really equal. I don't really think that's logistically fair at all.
And like, that's what college is all about, like kind of figuring out what you want to do with your life. So I feel like those credits could really help benefit, you know, that sort of choice, and they could kind of pick and choose what options there are, and now they can't really.
Yeah, that's like 3 classes if you think about it. Like, if I didn't take 3 classes of the classes that I've taken, I don't think I'd be the person I am today. Right. Like, we went through so much in those classes, so I think it builds character and builds your skill for whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it has more of an impact than people may think.
No,
devil's advocate.
Okay.
Guy in the back of the room. I mean, it's like 8 credits, so it's like, what, 3 classes? So even with that, it's, you're saving money, you're saving more time, you can focus more on like what you want to do. And I mean, it's kind of like not that much, to be honest, because you're kind of rushing to do those 8 credits. Like, I took anthropology and like other things I don't remember, but it's just like, also, could it be more focused on what you want to do? And
that depends on what they decide.
The and sometimes you come into college not even knowing what the hell you want to do.
So if you're like, yeah.
I understand that, though. Like, I definitely think there's less credits. You don't have to pay as much. That's definitely a pro of the situation. So I understand where you're coming from. But, like I was saying, I feel like, people come in and they don't know what they want to do. And simultaneously, as you're, you know, taking these elective courses, you're also taking required classes that you have to put a lot of time and effort into. Like, these should be classes that are, like, fun, or like that should, you know, kind of be kind of freebies a little bit, you know, even though you have to pay for them, but they're things that you're interested in and that like you're willingly doing, you know. Obviously, again, people don't know what the hell they want to do sometimes. I was lucky enough to know what I wanted to do, so I was like, I want to take freaking producing the comedy or media production one or whatever the case may be. But
I definitely think you need to have a healthy balance as a student. I think that it's not really, I guess, fair to, or not fair, but it's not really ethical for a student to go through college and only take the classes they don't want to take. Why are you there? I think that you should have some liberty in choosing, I want to take this, I can. That's what being an adult is about and being in college is about. And taking away that opportunity, I mean, and I know it's only 8 credits, but taking that away, also, like, how would you figure out what you want to do? You know, by not taking those classes and not having the choice and not trying something, you're not gaining anything. Mm-hmm. You're just taking what they want you to take and what they want you to do. So you should have some say in what you want, you know, in your life.
There's more to college than just learning what you came there to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, college is like a growing experience. It makes you more of a well-rounded person. So I think taking those other classes, like, helps you do that.
That's all we have for this week. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for more Campus Tea. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram for weekly updates. In Wilcox Hall, I'm Kelly Salguero.